afternoon. My name is Sergio Galvis. I am a partner at Sullivan & Cromwell in New York. I run our Latin American practice, and I am co-editor of The Guide to Corporate Crisis Management, published by Latin Lawyer. I'm delighted to be here this afternoon with Jack Devine, the founding partner and president of the Arkin Group. The Arkin Group is an international risk consulting and strategic intelligence firm that specializes in international crisis management, investigative research, and business problem solving. Jack worked with the CIA for over 30 years, including serving as chief of its Latin American division. Jack, thank you for joining us, and welcome to Sullivan & Cromwell.
Great to be with Sullivan & Cromwell.
One way to understand investment flows, Jack, and often you're called in to advise clients up front as they are making decisions with respect to a particular transaction or a particular situation, investing in a particular country. At other times, you're called in on the back end if a crisis has developed, whether it's a personnel crisis, a violence crisis, and the like. And you wrote about this in a very good chapter, which I recommend to everybody, in our Latin Lawyer Crisis Guide on dealing with political violence and security issues in Latin America. But big picture, when you think about the opportunities in Latin America, how do you advise clients to manage the challenges in view of the tremendous opportunities that are presented by the region and advantages that many parts that are still considered to be high growth countries, many advantages that Latin American countries have, relatively young demographics, a wide array of natural resources, extraordinary management teams in virtually every country around the region. Although there are challenges to democracy in particular countries, a fairly robust democratic process with competitive elections across the region, a high degree of rule of law relative to certain other parts of the world, all these advantages of the region that make it an attractive place to operate so long as you learn how to navigate the particular risks.
So, you sound like me in front of my clients. Today, we're looking at Latin America. But if you step back and say, wait, let's look at the world and put Latin America in the context of the world, Latin America looks like an island of tranquility in relative terms. So I think it's a good area. I think Latin America is still a good investment. If you know your clients and you know how to navigate, I recommend it to clients. One of the things you and I've worked on many years ago was a company having a crisis plan. A plant's been attacked. What do you do? Who do you call? Who's in charge? And over the years, what's fascinating, because we work with a number of companies, most companies now have a real study of nuts and bolts of their company, and they'll have a flyaway one pager, you know, laminate it, so that in an emergency, everybody knows their role, and they'll do a training exercise.
It's a great point you make, Jack. Risk management has become central to the C-suite and to board of directors. The boards want to know what are the company's crisis management plans in a variety of areas. What's your team? What are the different disciplines that are required? What are your communication strategies? What are your legal strategies, financial, and the like? What are the elements of that kind of crisis management plan that you've worked with clients to put into effect?
My roots are in the intelligence business, right? I need to know the information. I have to have all the facts. I have to make the right judgment, right? So a good part of our business enterprise, in fact, certainly the majority of the work, is how the companies set up capabilities, using their own capabilities or our capabilities or others, to really have the information about potential threats and what are the risks in different communities. So it's an analysis, but it's based on having intelligence and knowing what to do with the intelligence. Everyone's now into the digital age. So while we do much of our work with human sources, we're now using a lot of open source big data to ground a lot of information so that a client is really, really smart on a subject matter. When you get to the crisis planning, well, when you look at it, it's a crisis management program. It's a logistics program. And again, it's having everything lined up, order, who's on first, knowing who to call, communications. And today, the whole world of cyber threats is very germane to the business world in the United States and abroad, and how the the bad guys now attack using cyber tools, and they're very sophisticated, and they can attack you from anywhere in the world. So in the cyber world today, why are criminals using cyber? Because that's the way you get to the money. So I think a company has to have protocols, plans, cyber plans. What happens if their system's taken down? Much of intelligence is being ready before the balloon goes up. It's the preparation. We used to call it putting the plumbing in. And a lot of companies, it's hard to say. They spend a lot of money, but very little in what I would call the plumbing for intelligence protection and crisis management.
One of the things that you mentioned, Jack, that I want you to elaborate on a bit is we're focusing on Latin America today. And one way to think about Latin America, certainly the way I think about it in the work we do for our clients in the region, is that it's not, you know, the legal work we do is not a regional kind of focus. It's really a global focus. Latin America has investors from around the world. You're in the middle of trade flows. Latin America is a region that's informed by what's happening around the world, for good and for bad. What are some of the areas in Latin America where you see either particular strength or particular vulnerability to global conditions and global crises? You mentioned cybersecurity as one example.
Let me just put one footnote on the last question and bring it into this, and that is, it was a hard sell pre-9/11 to get American business to focus on plans, preparation for crisis. But then when terrorism hit the homeland, businesses are very serious about that and have become very, very good. At the beginning, the idea that executives would sit around a table and game what they would do, everybody resisted it. Oh, turn it over to the security guy. But today, people take it seriously. When we look at the global situation today, terrorism is still a problem. But by any judgment, it's waned. The threats, however, are huge. Now we should be looking at cyber attacks, criminal activities, protests, demonstrations, things that create unfavorable violence, which I think are going to go up. In other words, I think we're going to see more disturbances and how companies deal with them. In the general context, I still see Latin America a safer place on most of these issues. So when you're talking about globalization, there's been a lot of opportunity investment in Latin America coming from, you know, a variety of places. But I would encourage those that already have a footprint, they should turn some of their equities and they're looking at the intelligence side. It's really the granular stuff, companies, businesses, market research, making sure you know what's going on in the vulnerabilities of your company. Because I think it's going to be more complicated operating in the global world, and that'll make trade relationships more complicated. We are global, and I would recommend that a number of our mutual friends in Latin America spend time on getting to know their partnership.
Jack, we've covered a broad landscape. It's been fascinating for me to listen, as I always find it fascinating to have conversations with you, exchange ideas, many areas in which we are, maybe there's no daylight between our views, others where perhaps our perspective is somewhat different. But why don't we wrap up with some practical advice aimed at foreign investors coming to the region, as well as the very substantial businesses in Latin America that make up your client base? What are the practical steps? What practical advice do you have? How should boards, executives think about how they safeguard their investments and assets and people in their operations in the region?
Usually our going in first requirement with an American business is, tell me about the people I'm dealing with. Are they respected businessmen? Do they have roots in a political system? You need to know that country. You need to have intelligence about the people you're dealing with, the government you're dealing with, and the local terrain. And I think if you spend the money up front, you don't hire us for the back end. Now we have a big problem, and how do we get out of that out of that problem? So knowing your customer. So you have to do an in-depth due diligence on your players. And then my last point would be in the cyberspace. It's not enough to know about fences and guards and how you secure your information at night. It's what's your cybersecurity plan? How are you set up and are you vulnerable? How do your people communicate?
Well, very good practical advice from Jack Devine. Jack, thank you for joining us again this afternoon. It's been a pleasure. As always, extremely enlightening and stimulating to spend time with you.
It was a great discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of S&C Critical Insights. For more information about our practice, please visit us on the web at www.solcrom.com.